Asking Allah to forgive us for our sins and cover our faults is called istighfar. Having regret and making a firm intention not to sin again and turning back to Allah is called tawbah. Tawbah is therefore a higher state of repentance than istighfar, as tawbah itself has istighfar in it. When a person commits a sin, they harm their own soul. The harm can be erased and they can return their soul to its original state of purity by doing istighfar and tawbah. But no matter how many times we fall into sin, and no matter how many times we have already asked for forgiveness, we must never lose hope and never stop asking Allah to forgive us once more. Before doing tawbah, we need to think of the reasons as to why we are sinning and try to get to the root of the cause. Once they are identified, we can try and remove the roots causing this sin. Once we do this, at least we are conscious of the main reason behind sinning before repenting. Imam Ali alayhi salam teaches us that there are 6 conditions for repentance. Number 1, you must repent and sincerely regret and have remorse of what you have done. The stronger a person's faith in Allah, the more feelings of regret they will have for the sins committed. 2, you must have a firm intention that you will never repeat the sin again. 3, give people their rights back. So if you have taken someone's money unlawfully, you must return it. If you have backbitten or spoken ill of someone, you must seek their forgiveness, and so on. 4. Fulfill the rights of every obligation which you have ignored. If one has missed their prayer, their fasting, their hajj, or any other obligation, they should repeat the ones missed and pay the penalty rate if there is one. 5. Remember your sins to keep you conscious of your grief. 6. Make the body taste the pain of obedience as you previously made it taste the sweetness of disobedience. In other words, we need a link between sin and tawbah so that we know we are conscious of the sins. For example, one makes a trip to an island to do a sin and pays to indulge in the sin. In repentance, they should pay to go to Hajj. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said there are 4 signs of one who is repentant. Number 1, they are sincere to God in their actions. 2. They stay away from falsehood. 3. They are firmly attached to truth. 4. They are eager to do good. Before doing tawbah, there are some recommended acts that can be done to perfect the tawbah. We will list a couple here. It is narrated from Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam that if a person wants to sincerely do tawbah, they should fast for 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. It is also reported from the Imam that if a person wants to repent, they should first do wudu and then perform a 2 rak'ah prayer and then repent. As for du'as for tawbah, one should recite as-sahifa as-sajjadiyya, in particular number 31 that is related to repentance. One should ponder over its meaning and should obtain lessons from it. Sometimes we forget to ask Allah for forgiveness, or we treat some of our sins as minor sins and continue on our day-to-day life not realizing that we have harmed our souls. We even try and delay the repentance and say to ourselves, I will do it tomorrow, or I will start on Monday, or I promise I will start in Ramadan, and etc. But no one knows when they will die, and therefore istighfar and tawbah must always be done as soon as possible. A true believer always self-accounts and reviews their deeds on a daily basis and fixes any wrongdoings. This is called muhasaba. What if you repented and sinned again? Your earlier tawbah is still accepted for those things you asked forgiveness for, but you should now take the opportunity to repent for the later sins and try to refrain once again. It should be noted that tawbah is not just for sins. It is a highly recommended practice that was practiced by the Holy Prophet and his household, peace be upon them, even though they do not sin. Therefore, sometimes tawbah is for sins, and sometimes tawbah means a mercy of God upon someone.